us on the web at KSCO.com. It is now 5 minutes past 7 p.m. I'm Chris Spencer with your weather update for tonight. Partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the lower 40s to mid-50s with an evening sea breeze around 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Patchy fog in the morning. Highs in the upper 50s to mid-80s with west winds around 5 to 15 miles per hour. And under Monterey Bay Boaters forecast, northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, easing to 5 to 10 knots overnight. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet. Northwest swell 4 to 8 feet at 10 seconds. The patchy fog expected out on the bay this evening. It's currently 63 degrees here at KSCO. Now stay tuned for Let's Go Fishing on KSCO and KOMY with your hosts Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell. Let's go fishing. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show here Thursday, 7:06 to 8 p.m. KSCO 1080, KOMY 1340, the Let's Go Fishing Show. So if you're planning on going out fishing this weekend, or even just thinking about it, or you want to hear about what's going on in your greater area along the entire California coast, maybe even down into Mexico for that matter, Bay Area, lakes, reservoirs, we hope to fill you in. So a great show lined up for you tonight. We've got a lot of usual guest callers from Fort Bragg, Bodega Bay, maybe Bay Area, even Southern California, up into the Sierras for trout fishermen. And what we don't cover with our usual callers, Alan and myself, will try to fill you in. Again, welcome to the Let's Go Fishing Show. Your host every week from 7:06 to 8 p.m., the Let's Go Fishing, Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell. Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike, as usual. Highlight of my week to be here. Happy to hear about some of the good fishing and even maybe some of the slow days, and eager to think about where I'm going to go this weekend.
The weather is beautiful. Spring is occurring. The lakes are warming up. Bluegill are moving inshore, so get the kids' rods ready. Get them out of the rafters. Wipe the cobwebs off and make sure the hooks are sharp. Or for that matter, what's going on for salmon? I mean, salmon has fluctuated. The rumors are flying. Are the salmon biting or not? We're going to fill you in the Monterey Bay area. I heard SoCal Hole had literally miles of bait. I talked to some of the local guys that keep going despite low scores. I mean, someone's got to be out there. And if they can quit biting in one day, you know what? They can start biting in one day. And you never know when that day is going to occur, so you got to get out there. But conditions look really good. So where is salmon fishing good right now? Well, we hope to fill you in. Again, from Bodega Bay, Fort Bragg, all the way down the coast here into Monterey Bay area, salmon, halibut, trout fishing inland. We hope to fill in on that, as well as the striper bite on the Feather River. Alan, you might be able to confirm these rumors. I think Senior Tuna, one of our longtime show visitors or callers, Steve Carson himself, is going to be calling tonight. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I talked to him a little bit earlier. He has some exciting news about the Feather River stripers, as well as some fishing derbies, big ones and little ones for big kids and little kids.
That's right. Fishing derbies are coming up. I know Monterey Bay Salmon Trout Project, their pins are in the water. We may check in with Larry Wolf. He might fill us in about their up-and-coming derby. Steve Carson's heading up to Alaska with his group. We'll check in with him. So I think it's going to be a great show. Even more importantly, I have, Alan, been accused of milking out free giveaways in the show. You know, I think I'm guilty of that. But is this week the week we promised to give away two free fishing trips?
It's the 11th, and we have the sportfishingreport.com Velocity Salmon Trip giveaway. And that's two trips on the Velocity with Kenny Stagnaro, to go along with Chad Woods and his contingent of Southerners and teach him a thing or two about salmon fishing.
No.
So one lucky listener is going to get not one, but two trips on the Velocity.
That's right. There's no hooks in this one. I didn't read the fine print, probably because I didn't write it, but does that mean you and I are not eligible?
I'm afraid not, Mike.
Okay. Well, you gotta give me that for trying. It's a great show. At the end of the show, we're going to draw the names out of the hat. Believe me, we got a lot of calls during the show. Thank you guys for calling in. We appreciate that. And at the end of the show, we're going to put those names in a hat. And Alan, you're going to be the gifted one that draws the winner. We're going to give you a call and let you know if you won the two free fishing trips aboard the Velocity. Again, the Let's Go Fishing Show is now archived online. If you missed the show, or if you've got a friend from out of the area, one, they can listen to it right now anywhere in the world via the World Wide Web. So go to KSCO.com. Also archived at Ship to Shore Radio, a great resource. Boy, if you're interested in how the fishermen are doing, you can listen to them while they're talking on their VHF radios, and that is received and then streamed through the web at Ship to Shore Radio. Great resource. Boy, the other day I was listening to guys talking to their friends, hey, so-and-so, give me a call, and they were just transmitting that on their VHF, and their friends were calling them on the cell phone because they were at home or in the office listening. Pretty crazy stuff. But we're also archived at sportfishingreport.com. So if you guys want to listen during the week, you can. Sure, appreciate it. It's going to be a great show. And did I miss anything, Alan? I think that's going to be our show for tonight. Is that right?
I think so. Well, we're going to get some reports from Bodega Bay and Fort Bragg, you know, some of those northern ports. You and I will cover the Half Moon Bay bite and the Marin bite for salmon. And then Southern California, I think that Steve Carson and Chad Woods will take care of that.
And did I mention we were going to give something away, or was I going to try to keep it?
Well, we are going to give a trip away, yeah, but they're going to have to wait to the end of the show for that, so don't touch that dial, folks.
Okay, we got a great show lining up. I think our first caller is probably going to come from Fort Bragg. When we get back from the break, that's Randy Thornton. How's fishing up there? We're going to talk about salmon, crabbing, abalone diving, you name it. So as Alan said, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Again, a quick break brought to you by the sponsors. They make the show possible. So if you hear the ad here, let them know, and please support the sponsors. Thanks. We'll be right back.
After 25 years of excellent customer service in our community, Dave Dawson is now working as a realtor with Bailey Properties. Dave's success is a combination of his local knowledge and his ability to produce results and please his clients. If you or anyone you know is considering buying or selling any real estate, you need to call Dave Dawson at 901-2856. That's Dave Dawson at Bailey Properties, 901-2856. You know, hiring a contractor to do your home improvement is like fishing. Sometimes, well, most of the time, you never know what you're going to get. When it comes to your roof, Warren Knox at Knox Roofing wants you know what you're going to get, and that's a roof worth keeping. Knox Roofing takes pride in their work, and that's why they're the most chosen roofing contractor in the area. Give Knox Roofing a call in Santa Cruz, 461-0634. In Monterey, 831-394-0110, or check them out at knoxroofing.com. Bayside Marine, a complete tackle store. Up to the minute reports from local fishermen. The finest tackle from sport to commercial gear. CalStar, Shimano, Limaglass, Penn, from long-range Mexico gear to the hottest salmon gear of the Northwest. Bayside Marine has it all. Call the hotline at 464-3474. Remember, we're on the web at BaysideMarineSC.com or call the shop at 475-2173. Stop by on your way to the boat ramp. Pick up your ice, food, beer, bait, and tackle. Then say hi to Todd and get the latest scoop. Remember, we're Bayside Marine. Give us a call at 475-2173. A part of our community, a part of culture, the Santa Cruz Harbor, with a brand new launch ramp, a great washdown and fish cleaning facilities. Sport fishermen call this protected port haven. The Santa Cruz Harbor is ideal for all boaters with berthing and end ties. Find rigging, tackle, charters, and great restaurants in the harbor. With full hookups, you can bring your RV and even take a scenic stroll around the harbor. The Santa Cruz Harbor welcomes you. You know how to put money into your IRA, but do you know how to take it out? Do you know the smartest way to withdraw money at 55 or even 45? And how will the new rules affect your required minimum distributions? To see how Smith Barney can help you navigate the complicated tax laws regarding IRAs, call P. Middlecaw, financial consultant at 479-5100. That's 479-5100 for Pete Middlecaw. Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated, member SIPC. Smith Barney is a division of Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated and does not provide tax advice. Consult your tax advisor for guidance.
Let's Go Fishing. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show. Your hosts, Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell, here every Thursday on KSCO 1080, KOMY 1340. Welcome aboard. If you're planning out going fishing this weekend, or just thinking about it, or even Friday for that matter, you're going to hear where to go, what to do, and how to do it, hopefully on this show. And we're going to start up at the north end of the coast and check in with one of our usual contributors and callers, and that's Randy Thornton from Telstar Charters in Fort Bragg, California. Randy, how you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing mighty fine like usual. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing real good. I'm glad spring is here. You know, a little bit of wind, but sunny skies. I'm happy.
You bet. No rain is, it's awesome.
Now, last time we checked in with you, it was a pretty hot bite on salmon, and the crabs were crawling like crazy.
Yeah, the salmon kind of tapered off a little bit because we have had a lot of wind, and so it's definitely changing the ocean, kind of turning it upside down, you know, with the bait and where the bait's at and water temperature and stuff like that. But the crab is still happening. We fortunately for me, because we went out today and there was boats that were offshore, other party boats and stuff like that, and they were south, and I was up north doing my crab thing. And I saw some bait in shallow, so I stopped in there to fish because there was nothing happening anywhere else. And we had a little bit of action. We didn't burn any fish, but we lost two or three fish. One we got was a silver we let go, and one we had up close to the boat was a king, and we didn't quite get in the boat. But we did have some action. There was bait and stuff like that. The water temperature was kind of, you know, about 50 degrees, which has warmed up a little bit.
It reminds me of last week. I think you were running your crab gear, and you found some bait schools a little bit inside the guys, maybe up the coast. I know down here there's a lot of bait showing up inshore, more than usual this time of year. Are you seeing those same conditions in Fort Bragg?
Yes, I am, and we're just so not used to fishing near shore this time of year that we usually go by it, Today I thought, well, check it out, because there's definitely no fish offshore that are biting anyway. Although a friend of mine caught a couple fish on his own private boat and went in. But that was about the best of the action that I'd heard, other than the action we had, even though we didn't boat any fish. But 80 feet of water, you know.
Wow.
Right close to the breakers and stuff.
And usually you're fishing in those areas like in June or July, is that right?
Usually August.
Oh, okay, even later.
You bet, yeah. Now, yeah, real late when the squid come in and stuff like that, the squid hangs on the beach and so does the fish. So, but then we did our crab thing, and we got 70 crab for 7 people, which was limits, 10 apiece. And mixed grade, some were really nice. And, of course, we had a lot of sport grade. And... But it was great. Getting a few soft shells, not too bad. So, but we're kind of tapering out of the crab a little bit and going to concentrate more on the fishing here pretty quick.
Now, what are the general conditions like? I know we had a lot of northwest wind. Is the water real clear up there right now, or is it turning green and cold? What's the condition?
You know, it's really mixed, because Kurt on the Roman Fish was fishing down south, and he had beautiful dark brown water, which is what we like to see. And Jason on the track, too, was offshore, and he had dark brown water, but he had the wind there too, and I was fishing up north inside, and we had clear water.
All right, well, sounds good. How about a quick dive report too, Randy?
Dive report, I've heard of some real nice ads coming in here. I think we had some good low tide this weekend as well. Last weekend was, the weekend before I should say, was really low. I got stuck in the mud at the dock, and it was great. I mean, the low tides like that with the not too far from the opener, people said that they could get limits even if they didn't want to get wet.
Okay, that's my kind of ab diving or picking, I guess I would call it.
That's rock picking big time there, yeah.
Well, I'll be up there in a couple weeks, so I'll come by and say hi. In the meantime, what's your prediction? What's the hot pick for the weeks to come?
Well, conditions look great. There's a lot of bait offshore as well. There has been for quite a while, so I think it's just a matter. I've heard that south of here, not too far, they've been getting some pretty good fishing, so we anticipate seeing that coming up here, I think we're going to start getting them pretty steady here.
All right, Randy. Well, if you guys are heading up there, beautiful area, go camping or stay at the hotel. It's a great place to be in the spring. Really pretty. Give them a call, Randy Thornton, Telstar Charters in Fort Bragg, California. Randy, give us some information.
It's area code 707-964-8770. Or you can email me and check out my my boat and stuff on the website at www.gooceanfishing.com.
All right, Randy. Thanks for the call. You take care. Have a good Mother's Day weekend.
You bet. You do the same, Mike.
Okay, thanks. And let's keep rolling down the coast. Alan, what do you think?
Well, I think that we've heard from Fort Bragg, but Bodega Bay is the next hot spot. And I believe we have Captain Rick Powers on the line. He's got the new sea angler that works out of Bodega Bay, and I think the fishing's been pretty good for him lately. Let's hear what he has to say.
How you doing, Alan? Mike?
There he is.
Good to talk to you.
Rick, when you think about Bodega Bay, you think about Rick Powers. What's happening? I know you guys had a few fish for the opener. The weather's been a little turbulent, but fill us in.
You know, we've been lucky, Mike. We opened, I don't know if you're talking about the federal opener or the state opener. We've been lucky enough since actually the beginning of April to have some fish around our place. Even when we were restricted to inside of three miles, we had pretty consistent fishing up and down the coast. We've had a fair showing of fish off the Russian River. We've had fish down off between Bird and Elephant Rock out in 30 fathoms. We've also had fish right out front. And more recently, now that they've opened things up and we're not restricted to fishing inside of 3 miles, had a good bite just west of Bodega Head off Muscle Point, out in about 300 feet of water. It's pretty much been the best area here for the last week.
Isn't that something a little more traditional for this time of the year, maybe looking for rips or whales, birds out there and trolling through it, Rick?
Yeah, typically... the beginning of our season, we usually start out anywhere from 45 to 60 fathoms, 250 to 360, 380 feet of water like that. But we're usually fishing on krill. And I heard you talking to Randy. He's seeing an unusual amount of bait in the shallows. We're seeing an unusual amount of fish, being, anchovies and schools of sardines, mainly anchovies, though. I've been in Bodega for, 23 years now, and I don't think I've ever seen the huge amounts of schools of anchovies that we have in our area this time of the year. Typically, we're out, 45 to 60 fathoms fishing on krill, but last year we didn't do a lot of fishing on the krill, and this year seems to be even more so. Well, all the fish that we're catching are absolutely plugged with anchovies.
Yeah, the growth rate of these salmon is going to be tremendous. There's going to be a lot of big fish this fall. There's already big fish showing up, which in our area, I think a lot of them are Feather River spring salmon, but big plump fish, a lot of 15, even 20-pound fish. But the amazing thing is usually north of Half Moon Bay, you don't see the large schools of bait fish, anchovies, and even sardines on the beaches until almost the 4th of July. So you're seeing it in Bodega Bay as well.
That's right. We did have a couple months back we were fishing for the Humboldt squid, and we've been lucky enough to have a good showing of Humboldt squid in our area January, February, and March for the last 2 years. That was kind of a nice thing because we haven't normally been able to fish during that time of the year. But the reason we had those Humboldt squid in our area, out of the Cordell Banks area, is simply because the water temperature was 4 to 5 degrees warmer than normal. And I think that's what's held these bait fish. When I was making the runs out to Cordell Banks squidding, we were seeing typical water temperatures, 54, even sometimes 55 degrees, and huge top-to-bottom spots of anchovies right out front. And I thought, there's probably going to be some fish, on the inside this year because seeing those spots of anchovies is rather unusual. Like I say, in all my years in Bodega, I've never seen schools of bait or bait fish this time of the year like this. Usually July, August, sometimes the latter part of June, we'll start seeing some anchovies, but never before have I seen them like this, and I think it's just due to the fact that we had so much south wind. The current was setting up the line up and in all winter, and we had warmer than normal water temperatures. Along with that brings the bait fish.
Yeah, I've heard, too, a lot of studies on just fresh water, the watershed. Ample amounts of rainfall really produces more inshore plankton, but we're not dealing with, this year's spawn of bait fish. We're dealing with a lot of larger bait fish that are even a couple years old. So pretty amazing, but it's good to see them. In the meantime, what's your prediction for the week or two to come if anybody's planning on heading out on a charter boat or bringing their own boat to Bodega Bay for salmon?
Well, I think if somebody's going to fish out of Bodega for salmon right now, I think their best shot is just running right straight from west of Bodega Head, get out there in 250, 300 feet of water, and you know, just start trolling. I mean, we had good action over the weekend. Sunday's trip, I would say we probably hooked better than 30 salmon. We did have a little sea lion problem. We lost 7 fish to a sea lion. We ended up with just short of a fish and a half per rod. Had we been lucky enough to land what we hooked, we would have had limits, but you know how that goes.
Sure. Sounds like. Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, this sounds like the thing to do is to bring a cooler, maybe a tackle box and a rod, and hop on the boat with you.
Yeah, well, we're going to be going both days. We've got room this weekend. Loads have actually been rather light. Plenty of room on the boat. Our weekday trips, we haven't been going out every day. We've been painting on the boat here lately, but, you know, the loads are really, really comfortable right now. Anybody can get out on a weekend with us, or if they want to try on a weekday, we'd love to take them fishing. But there's been plenty of fish around, pretty good action, and I think the weather conditions sound pretty good this weekend.
Yeah, don't wait for the hot bite. If there's fish now, get them while you can. You just never know what the seasons are going to bring. In the meantime, Rick, it's real nice chatting with you. Appreciate you keeping us abreast of what's going on outside of Bodega Bay. And give us some contact numbers. Again, Bodega Bay Sport Fishing aboard the new Sea Angler, Rick Powers.
Yeah, if somebody'd like to get in touch with us and possibly make a reservation, or if it's information or just like to talk a little bit, they can reach us at 707-875-3344 or 875-3495.
All right, Rick, you have a good weekend. Catch some big ones, and thanks for the report.
Hey, take care. It's been nice talking to you guys.
Okay, good night. And you know what, Alan? I think we can check. I'm kind of excited. I see his name on the board. It's Senior Tuna. I miss him. I don't think I've seen him since our perch tournament. Boy, was he an inspiration for the Sand Crab Classic. He really lined up the prizes and really helped contribute tons of prizes from Berkeley, Penn Fishing Reels, and all of his other assorted sponsors that he works with throughout the year. But again, real pleasure, and a guy with so much knowledge when it comes to fishing tournaments. Steve Carson, otherwise known as Senior Tuna, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike, and I proudly wore my Perch Derby T-shirt just the other day. I love it.
Alan and I kept trying to circulate the spare T-shirts we had, and Alan, how many times did we ask each other to make sure Steve had gotten a shirt?
Oh yeah, that was like a primary concern that day, to make sure that Steve drove home with a Perch Derby T-shirt for
sure.
Well,
I'm so glad you made sure it happened. I enjoyed it very much. The whole thing was great. I'm assuming it's going to go off the same way next year.
Even better, I think, Steve.
Well, yeah, even better would be wonderful. Cool.
Yeah, we should have the same event. And it was a real good turnout, a great time. Now, I know you have a fishing tournament of your own that I would hate to say, how would I word it? Ours is shadowed by it, but it's definitely, I think, the largest kids fishing event that there is. Is that right, Steve? Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, that's going to be in Chico on May the 20th, Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs. And it's going to be, for those that know Chico, it's going to be at Horseshoe Lake. And we're going to be planning, you can look at it, we're going to be planning 10,000 pounds of catfish. It's basically just a little city park pond. And we have, you know, depending on the weather, anywhere from 2,500 to 5,000 kids turn out to catch their first fish. And pretty amazing, pretty gratifying to see that, because you know that the kids, once they catch that first fish, that first one is the hardest in their entire life, and if you get them early and you make it a pleasant experience, then they're going to keep on doing it.
How many rods do you supply? So 2,500 up to 5,000 kids may turn out. How many rods do you have prepared?
We have 600 loaner rods, and of course the limit is one fish per kid. So the theory goes is that they come in, they catch their fish, and they leave. And you know, and of course, many of the kids bring their own rods. But there's all like there is in any kind of fishing, there's always a few that even with the fish stacked up like cordwood in the little pond, there's just some people that can't catch fish. I don't know what to say.
I was going to ask, when you plant that many pounds of fish, does the pond level rise?
Well, yeah, it does. And you know, when the kids can't catch the fish, I usually blame the dads. So although, you know, people from down there around Santa Cruz, it may be a long ways to bring their kids up to take them fishing. You know what? Expert fishing coaches to help these thousands of kids. You know, if I had 100 expert fishermen to help the kids catch their first fish, it wouldn't be enough. And you know, my safety valve when I've got a kid who's crying and a mom who's crying and a dad who's looking really sad. My safety outlet is I walk him over to Kevin Brock.
Oh, and he's your hook and hand expert.
And he is the hook and hand man. I carry a clipboard, so I don't get to fish at that particular event.
What weekend is it again, Steve?
That's going to be May the 20th.
Okay, May 20th. Now, in the meantime, what are you doing? We haven't checked in with you for a while.
Well, I'm packing up right now. I'm leaving for Sitka, Alaska tomorrow. It's going to be a tournament for grown-ups, and the fish will be a little bigger than catfish or perch. It's going to be the Alaska Grand Slam Tournament up there, Kingfisher, that we do every year. And if you want to win, you've got to catch a salmon, a halibut, a lingcod, and a rockfish in one day, and you got to do that for 3 days straight. And, of course, last year our biggest halibut was 376 pounds, and we had three lingcod over 70. So it's pretty good.
That's amazing. I don't want to be a pessimist, but Steve, don't count on breaking last year's halibut record this year.
If we even come close, let me put it this way, this is our sixth year of this tournament. Our smallest winning halibut that we've had in 6 years is 235 pounds.
Wow, that's amazing. Who's sponsoring the event? What are the prizes?
Well, this is sponsored by Pure Fishing, which is the family of brands that includes Berkeley, Garcia, Fenwick, Gulp, Power Bait, you name it. And, of course, the grand prize is the best thing any fisherman could want, a return trip next year to Kingfisher Lodge.
Oh, fantastic. So when are you going to be home, and we want to hear how it went?
I may be home in time for air of your show next week, questionable. But if not, for sure, then we'll do it the week after.
Okay. Any other hot news from up or down the coast, Steve?
Oh, man, are you sitting down? One of the San Diego day-and-a-half trips at about 120 miles caught 37 albacore. They've been picking away at them three or four trip. Suddenly somebody catches 37, and they're definitely metering a lot of bluefin tuna, so it's all good news from down there. They're pointed north.
Okay, so the albacore is starting to be caught. I was wondering, it's getting to be close to the second week, middle of May, so those albacore reports should start coming in, which is amazing at that. I mean, we start taking it for granted after the last few years, but that's fantastic. Day and a half trips, so I would guess that one could predict day trips and so on. The season has begun.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, you know, when they pick away and they catch three or four or even 10 fish, you can say it's non-migratory resident fish, or just a little bubble or something. But you know what? They've been doing that for a couple of weeks, and this is the first over 30 fish score of the year.
All right, fantastic. Well, Steve, if you don't have any more tidbits, have a great trip. Get packed. Try not to forget anything, and let us know how the tournament goes up there in Alaska.
We'll definitely do that, Mike.
And again, if you know anyone in the greater Chico area, again, May 20th, give us the information for the kid fishing event again, please, Steve.
It's May the 20th at Horseshoe Lake in Upper Bidwell Park, right across from the golf course, from 7 in the morning to 1 p.m. It's all free, you know, free loaner gear, free bait, one fish per kid, age 1 through 14. Please bring your kids out. And if you're an expert fisherman, please come on out and help us help the kids learn to love fishing.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much, Senior Tuna. You have a great trip. We'll check in with you next week, if not the week after.
Looking forward to it, Mike.
All right. Stay tuned to the Let's Go Fishing Show, because we've got hot local news. What's going on? Alan and I told you that the Westlake bluegill bite might be happening, and talking about kids and what an introduction right here locally. If you're from the Monterey Bay or Santa Cruz area, we've got a report from my lovely wife, Sherry. She took the kids up there fishing the other day, Westlake Pond, for bluegill. Are they on the spawn? Are they biting? What to expect at Westlake Pond when we get back from this break. So stay tuned to the Let's Go Fishing Show. We'll be right back.
Put Lake Nacimiento Resort on your list this year. For a fun-filled family destination that has something for everyone, including six campgrounds.
Ooh, that smells good.
From walk-ins to full RV hookups, visit Lake Nacimiento Resort. If roughing it's not your style, nestle into one of the Lakeview lodges.
Ooh, this place is nice.
And make sure to check the menu at the Lakeshore Cafe. With 165 miles of shoreline, it's easy to find a private spot to fish. The resort marina also has a full line of boat rentals, from fishing skiffs to ski boats for even more family fun. For reservations and information, call 800-323-3839 extension 2 or check the website at www.nacimientoresort.com.
Feeling stressed? Why not get away from it all? Imagine the beauty of nature, the sounds of silence. Go fishing.
Son, isn't this wonderful? No neighbors, no phones, no TV.
Dad, how many kinds of fish are there?
Hundreds, maybe thousands. I don't know exactly.
Thousands? That's a lot of fish.
Well, let's just see if we can catch one or two today. Fishing with a family can yield memories that will last a lifetime. With the gear available today, fishing is easy, and Outdoor World has waders and waterproof boots to keep you dry, tackle boxes, fishing vests, and carrying cases to keep your gear handy, reels, and just the right bait to make a difference. At Outdoor World, you'll find everything you need except for the fish. Outdoor World on 41st Avenue in Capitola, on Front Street in Santa Cruz, and on North Fremont Street in Monterey. See our weekly ad in the Good Times and the Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World, when it's time to get away.
Some say the best way to fish Monterey Bay is a small charter or six-pack boat. One thing's for sure, you can't go wrong booking a trip with Real Sport Fishing or Captain Jimmy Charter. Jerry Brooks and Jim Rubin run fast, roomy boats with top-notch gear and the latest electronics. Whether halibut, salmon, or albacore is your prey, Captain Jimmy and Real Sport Fishing get you there quick and maximize your catch. For a custom fishing trip, call Captain Jimmy at 831-662-3020 or Real Sport Fishing at 831-465-0639.
ICOM Marine products are simply the best. When your safety at sea depends on communication, trust ICOM radios, handhelds, VHF, and single sideband. ICOM is the leader of the industry. With a full line of VHF radios equipped with digital collective calling, depend on ICOM. Their products are second to none. Find ICOM radios at Johnson Hicks or any fine dealer near you. Check online at www.icomamerica.com. ICOM, simply the best. Central Valley Marine makes your fun serious. With Grady White boats and Yamaha engines, the customer always comes first at Central Valley Marine. Find perfectly crafted Grady White boats outfitted with four-stroke Yamaha outboards at a business with 30 years of experience. Central Valley Marine. Phone 1-800-974-4286. In Campbell on South Bascom, Central Valley Marine. 800-974-4286.
Let's go fishing. Thanks for running the board, Chris. Good job as usual. Thanks to everybody here at KSTO for letting a couple of fish heads have a radio show. But we're proud to be here, a big part of our community and our culture. That's right, fishing. The first block of ads, I got to thank Dave Dawson from Bailey Properties, Knox Roofing, Bayside Marine, the Santa Cruz Harbor, and Pete Middlecoff from Smith & Barney. This last break, we got to give a big thanks to Lake Nacimiento, Outdoor World, Real Sport Fishing, Captain Jimmy, as well as the Doble. They're out of Santa Cruz, two great six-pack boats. ICOM radios, when you think of VHF radios, think ICOM. And Central Valley Marine, big thanks to the sponsors. Again, let them know you heard the ads here and try to support the local businesses. It's been a rough couple of years, but we recommend them. We talked about fishing for kids with Steve Carson. It's Mother's Day weekend, and I can't help but be proud of the mother of my kids and my wife, and she happens to have a great fishing report. She's fished with me up and down the coast, Alaska, Hawaii, all over the place, for steelhead, you name it, and she's a heck of a good fisher girl. Sherry, how you doing tonight?
I'm good.
And I wanted you to call because Alan and I mentioned the hot bite for locals here in Santa Cruz in regards to bluegill, and you were kind enough to take a lot of the kids that you watch for your after-school program up to Westlake, which I think is a great introduction for kids and a real privilege. Tell us, how was fishing?
It was great. It was a good start to the season. We went up there, and there was 10 kids total and three moms. We had six rods going, and we probably caught about eight fish.
Well, that's good. Now, I know I set you up and a lot of the, for the kids that you take up there with some cane fishing poles. Did you take the cane poles or were you able to use rod and reels?
We took the cane poles up this time. Our rod and reels were still set up for perch, but we took the cane poles up and that's what we caught quite a few on, and then there was a few rod and reel, Scooby-Doo rod type combos mm-hmm. that caught a few of the fish also.
So you know it's good fishing when they bite the cane pole, because as it sounds, it has no reel. It's simply an 8-foot piece of bamboo that I buy at the garden store. I put some string on it, a little cork float and a small hook, and that does it. Tell us, what was the hot bait?
We used cheddar cheese.
That's good fishing, huh, Alan? Anytime you can catch fish on cheese, sign me up.
I can't wait to get up to Westlake myself, Sherry, and bring my kids up there. They love that spot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell us, what side of the lake were they at? And I do have to say that, you know what, this time of the year, the bluegill are spawning. However, it is a renewable resource. There's a tremendous amount of them. And what we're talking about is introducing kids to fishing and the science of it and the habitat. There's ducks there. It's a neat introduction. There's also large bass, black bass swimming around trying to eat the bluegill, but the main thing is it's a catch and release thing. So yes, they are spawning, and it may not be extremely ethical, but let's keep in mind that if you catch them real quickly, maybe snap a photo, handle the fish really carefully, and let them go, and you know what, you can see them swim right back where they were. The fish are okay, and that's what it's all about. What area in the lake were they at, Sherry?
Yep, that's pretty much describes the exact situation. We caught them on the duck side of the lake, not the playground side of the lake, and we could see them spawning, and we could also see big bass swimming around, and we would grab them by the hook, look at them, maybe take a picture real fast, then shake the hook out, and they'd swim right back to where they were.
Just do a lot of that above the water, and they're just going to be just fine. But it gives a good introduction for the kids. And the neat thing here, too, is if, you know, even for the grandparents, it's a great spot to take them. It's a real easy, convenient spot. So, Sherry, good job taking the kids up there. Thanks for the report. And I know you'll have a great Mother's Day weekend. Thanks for the report.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the radio show.
Okay.
Good job.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
And we had to get it, huh, Alan? We needed the West Coast, the Santa Cruz locals. But what it means also for the greater Bay Area, it's definitely spring. You know, it's been late. The crawdads are starting to come out of their mud holes. The frogs are hopping. Pollywogs are hatching. Spring is here, and the bluegill in the warmer lakes are starting to come into the shallow waters. So a simple look at freshwater fishing. But talking about kids, I had to get the report in there. And again, we will hopefully highlight some of the Central Valley lakes and rivers in a minute. In the meantime, right here in Santa Cruz again, you may have noticed in the Santa Cruz Harbor, the pens are there. What are those giant pens full of fish for? And I'll tell you what they are. They're a fantastic program put on by the Monterey Bay South Salmon Trout Project. And Larry Wolf is here, or at least calling us to tell us more about it. Larry, how you doing?
Oh, hi, Mike. How are you this evening?
Real good. I mean, we have you guys. I was telling some stories about you and the guys at the hatchery today, actually, to my folks. And, you know, you guys do such a tremendous job, and we try to have you as a guest every week, or every year, I mean. So tell us about the pens and the Chinook Salmon Enhancement Project that's taking place right now.
Yeah, Mike, our program is designed to bring hatchery fish from the Stanislaw Hatchery or on the up in the Stanislaw River area, and bring them down to this Santa Cruz as well as Moss Landing. And we have saltwater pens that are located in the harbor. We bring the fish down and acclimate them to the harbor over a short period of time, like 7 days. And we begin feeding them, and then after a seven-day period, we take them out to the middle of the harbor and release them on an outgoing tide. Now, these fish, once they taste salt water for the first time, which is usually right there in Santa Cruz or Moss Landing, that homes those fish into that area for the rest of their life. So within 3 or 4 years of us bringing them down, they'll stay in the Monterey Bay all of their lives. They will migrate up to the streams to spawn. So that gives an additional amount of fish to the recreational and commercial fishermen.
I know it's definitely increased the late season fish. Now here, traditionally, you didn't catch many 3-year-old salmon, meaning large salmon, in the Santa Cruz or Monterey Bay area. After about the first week of July, it would tend to taper off, and then in August, we wouldn't see many. September, we'd see the small 22-inch 2-year-olds, next year's stock. Now, this project, I believe, has changed it, where we see these large kind of a spawner salmon in the Soquel Hole all the way up until the close of salmon in November. So, and then in the harbor, we definitely see those returning Chinooks. So there's no disputing that the project is successful. Again, how many fish do you release out of Santa Cruz and Monterey combined?
Well, this year we're releasing 180,000 fish out of the Santa Cruz Harbor. And we're not running the pens this year in Moss Landing, but we've increased the, normally we run 120,000 out of each harbor. We're hoping next year to have them both in operation again. We're just looking for a few extra volunteers.
Okay. And to raise money for the project, what's a good way? What's your up-and-coming event?
Well, we have the Big Fish Derby, Mike, which is our big fundraiser. It's located in the Santa Cruz Upper and Lower Harbor, Capitola Pier, Moss Landing, as well as the Monterey area, the harbor. You can fish from any one of those locations. The winning heaviest fish, and there's five species. There's salmon, there's halibut, there's tuna, there's sea bass, and there's lingcod. So there's something for everybody. You don't have to go necessarily offshore. You can fish inshore. Rock cod season opens July 1st. So the first day of the Derby, you cannot fish for lingcod, but Saturday and Sunday you can. And we're offering $150 for each species of fish that the heaviest, let's say heaviest tuna, heaviest lingcod, heaviest salmon, if it's, or halibut, whatever fish wins the biggest fish, which is $1,000, that species isn't included, but the other four species all win $150. So if it, you know, if you're not out for the biggest fish, you can still catch an additional money fish in any one of those other species.
And even, you know what, even if you don't win, buy a ticket. It's the best way to support the project. And that's what it's all about. I checked in with Larry this week here. Alan and I still had a few bits of unsettled business with the perch fishing tournament. We had stuff to mail out, the T-shirts we talked about earlier. But we finally have all of our expenses cleared, and we will be giving the Monterey Bay Salmon Trout Project a $1,500 check that was raised through the kind people that donated their time and efforts to our perch fishing tournament this winter. So we will be getting you that check by Monday for $1,500, and that's a big thanks to the people that supported the event and showed up for it. So,
well, once again, Mike, we appreciate everything you do, and we hope to see all of you out in the Derby. We anticipate a lot more salmon this year out there, mainly because the commercial fishermen are going to be closed out of this area at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
So that will obviously increase the amount of salmon that usually run through the Monterey Bay. So this is a year, if you're having a little problems catching fish, you should probably be out there trying.
Okay, thanks, Larry. Well, we're going to check in with you just before that event takes place to hear more details, but I always like having you here when the pins are in the harbor to explain what are in them. So, again, Larry Wolf from the Monterey Bay Salmon Trout Project, thanks for all your efforts, and have a good night.
Thanks again, Mike.
Okay. He mentioned commercial fishermen. Yes, it is open. Sport fishing continues to open up the coast from Horse Mountain to the Oregon border. We talked about fishing in Fort Bragg, Bodega Bay, San Francisco, and Half Moon Bay. In hindsight, we should have got Dennis Baxter from Half Moon Bay to call, because they are getting a few fish there from Montero up to
Pedro Point.
That's right. In the inshore area, look for some bait fish inshore. There's some salmon showing up in there. Now, the weather's been rough. The high pressure's real strong. However, that high pressure's going to weaken as a real mild low-pressure trough is going to come through the area. Winds don't look bad. A lot of mixed-up days here, like 5 to 10 knots in the bays, 10 to 20 in the outer waters when it's worse. But in general, a bit of wind Friday northwest. It's going to continue a northwesterly flow through the weekend, but it's going to back off a little bit as that high pressure weakened. So now when we head inland and we talk about the Feather River, that's been a hot bite for striped bass. It's just been incredible there from Verona, Yuba area, Yuba stretch of the Feather River, Broken Back Rebels, countless stripers, a lot of catch and release action, big numbers in striped bass in that area in the Feather River. Heading up the Sacramento River, trout bites pretty good in Redding area, Redding Anderson. It's starting to pick up. Flows are finally decreasing a little bit, and there's just so many wild rainbows in that area. The bite's still good. Up above Shasta, high water, tough fishing in all those tributaries up there, Hat Creek, Hot Creek, Pitt River, a lot of water up there. So we're just coming into shape. Now, traditionally, this is a great time of the year for shad fishing, and the Yuba, the Feather, the American takes off a little later for shad. That's going to be tough this year. My prediction on that, with the big, big water, shad fishing is not the best. It's usually a little bit better on those low rainfall years, but you got to love the rain. We need it. So even if we have an off year on shad fishing in those areas, that so be it. Now, locally, Alan, you had some rumors of striped bass in Capitola.
Well, that's right, Mike. Ed Burrell down at Capitola Boat and Bait was happy to report that The marina area has lots of bait in there, lots of anchovies, a little bit bigger than pinners, so they're getting bigger. And they're followed up by schoolie stripers. A number of them have been caught off the Capitola Wharf in the past week, and many of them are keepers, Mike, so that means they're over 18 inches.
I feel like it's July almost. It's like it just stopped raining, and now the season's with striper reports. There's been a couple halibut in the shallow waters out of Santa Cruz. The lakes are starting to warm up and clear up, so those Bay Area lakes and reservoirs are just starting to concentrate the trout a little bit more. Like you said, Alan, when the water clears, the lake stratifies, it warms up on the surface, and you get that thermocline, they start grouping up. This is all just starting to take place.
Right, Loch Lomond, they're seeing limits there. This past week, and including some of those big Shasta fish. So, yeah, it's really starting to take off now.
Winter is done. It went from winter to summer. But I'll tell you what, we're going to find out more about trout fishing, hopefully in the Sierras, Southern Sierras, June Loop area possibly, the trout opener there, as well as South Coast fishing, white sea bass, albacore. We're going to check in with Chad Woods from sportfishingreport.com. And, yes, we're finally going to give away that fishing trip for two free fishing trips aboard the Velocity. We'll talk about that and find out who won right after the break. So don't touch the dial. We'll be back with more of the Let's Go Fishing radio show.
Serious sport fishermen rely on Raymarine's high-definition digital fish finders to increase their chances of seeing and catching more fish. And so should you. Johnson Hicks offers the new Raymarine A-Series fish finders with patented award-winning HD technology. The digital fish finders deliver the sharpest underwater imagery available anywhere, not to mention true hands-off operation and no-compromise performance. Choose from a 4, 5, or 6-inch display. The new C-Series also offers HD technology. Simply add Raymarine's black box sounder. Choose from a 4, 7, or 12-inch display. Find Raymarine online at www.raymarine.com or call Johnson Hicks at 831-475-3383 for more information. That's 831-475-3383.
Let me introduce Live Oak Cafe, a wonderful cafe that specializes in espresso drinks, coffee and tea, as well as their cold beverages and juices. Besides the delicious breakfast burritos and pastries, you have to try the lunch specials, like the lasagna or the enchilada casserole. People rave over it. At Live Oak Cafe, the cakes, cookies and pastries are scrumptious. The care that goes into the food at Live Oak Cafe is what keeps people coming back. In a traffic-free location on the ocean side of Highway 1, Live Oak Cafe is at the corner of Chanticleer and Soquel Avenue. Come by or call the Live Oak Cafe at 475-7757 for lunch orders or takeout. Call 475-7757. Stop by today and say hi to Kathleen and her friendly staff at the Live Oak Cafe.
The Stagnaro family has been serving the Santa Cruz area for over a century. There's something for everyone. Fishing trips, bay cruises, whale watching, and private parties for any occasion. Whichever your choice, today's fourth generation Stagnaros will surely make your trip fun and memorable. And be sure to dine at Gilda's Stagnaro Family Restaurant before or after your ocean adventure. The restaurant is located right across the street from our ticket office on the Santa Cruz Wharf. Call Stagnaros at 427-2334 for a trip on the bay. Interphase Technologies, a local company with a worldwide market supplying boaters with forward-looking technology. Color Twin Scopes and iScan 180s have phased array technology and give you the opportunity to see a fish or bottom structure around your boat. Horizontal and vertical scanning technology gives you the opportunity to target the fish you want to catch before you've already passed over them. Interphase also provides boaters the finest chart plotters made with bright screens, fast processors, and easy-to-use functions. Interphase's forward-looking technology can be found at Johnson Hicks or online at www.interphase-tech.com. Look forward. Find Interphase.
Want to go saltwater fishing but don't have a boat? No problem. Drop on down to Capitola Boat and Bait on the Capitola Wharf or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals at the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf, where fishing is serious fun. You'll find great pier fishing with full-service tackle shops, sturdy ocean skiffs for rent, fresh and frozen baits, and up-to-the-minute fishing advice and inside tips. For more info, call Capitola Boat and Bait at 462-2208 or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals, 423-1739.
Boat and Motor Mart. Serving boaters since 1955, for over 51 years, the customer has always come first at Boat and Motor Mart. California's exclusive dealer for Osprey boats. Hosting a full array of Yamaha outboards. Quiet, smooth, fuel-efficient, and powerful. That's Yamaha outboards. Boat and Motor Mart is home to a new line. That's Parker Boats. Parker Boats have brought value and customer satisfaction to new levels. Check out Boat and Motor Mart's new location in South San Francisco at Oyster Point Marina. By land or sea, it's easy to find. 671 Marina Boulevard or call 650-246-1460. That's Boat and Motor Mart, 650-246-1460. Or online at www.boatandmotormart.com.
Let's go fishing, and we better do it quick because we got Chad Woods calling in from sportfishingreport.com. He's been kind enough to donate two free fishing trips aboard his charter aboard the Velocity. And I'll tell you what, if it doesn't happen on the 19th due to lack of salmon, if the salmon don't show up, maybe he'll do it a different day. Chad, what do you think?
Well, I tell you what, there's real exciting news out of San Diego.
Okay.
We've seen some albacore come into the picture. And just today, the Legend returns to the dock with 38 fish, and the Endeavor with 19. They were on day-and-a-half trips, so it's going.
Okay.
You guys want to get some tuna, it's time to move down. The trips are still early season discount price, and it's the yellowtail. All the boats are getting limited yellowtail with those albacore, so good fishing in San Diego.
All right. Find those scores at sportfishingreport.com. Also, how about a real quick summary, white sea bass, Channel Islands?
Fish are starting to show up at Santa Cruz Island. Today, the bite dipped a little bit at Santa Rosa, but that thing's been going for about 3.5 weeks now. Pretty much limits every day. We had a charter on the Mirage, 60-pound white sea bass today for one guy in our group.
All right, fantastic. You can, again, find all this out more on his site. Now, we're going to go inshore real quick because you filled us in on the June Loop Trout Opener. Quick summary of the Trout Opener, if you don't mind, Chad.
Most of the high elevation lakes are still frozen, but with the recent weather we've seen, I have a feeling that'll end pretty soon. They got an 8-pound, 15-ounce fish out of Intake 2 down in Bishop. But the big fish taken was on Monday, right after the opener at Silver Lake in the June Lake Loop, 10 pounds, 15 ounces. And it's been, June Lake Loop's been kind of slow, but the lower elevation lakes, like I know Crowley was really good at opener, and Bridgeport Reservoir also produced very well.
All right, I hate to rush you so much. I meant to go into the break sooner. But again, thank you for all your efforts. And if the charter gets changed, check in at sportfishingreport.com to find out when the trip aboard the Velocity is for salmon. If it's not May 19th, they may change date so that they catch a lot of fish. A great chance to network with South Coast anglers. And if you do not win, how can a guy book a trip, Chad?
They could just go on the website, and we have a list for charters, and there's a few our upcoming trips that have spots available show up on the homepage.
All right.
And you can sign up anytime, 24 hours a day.
Okay, so check there. Again, if you didn't win, sorry, but you can still hop on the boat with these guys. It's going to be a quality trip. We'll let you know more about it next Thursday. But tonight we're going to announce the winner. Alan, he's digging through his hat. If you didn't hear the papers ruffling, this is a legitimate deal. Announce the winner of two free trips, Alan.
All right, the lucky winner on the Velocity with sportfishingreport.com is Matt Callahan. Congratulations, Matt.
All right, Matt, we'll call you, or if you heard it, you call Matt, let him know. Two free fishing trips thanks to sportfishingreport.com. If you didn't win, go to the site, find out more information, contact Chad, and hop on that charter. We'll let you know more about it next week. Chad Woods, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, we'll check in with you next week. And in the meantime, another big thanks to Ray Marine, Live Oak Cafe, Stagnero Fish and Trips, Interphase Electronics, Capitola Boat and Bait, and Boat and Motor Mart up there in South San Francisco, home of the Ospreys, Parkers, and tons of pre-owned boats. Thanks for tuning in to the Let's Go Fishing Show. We hope we informed you, entertained you at least, and I hope you have a great Mother's Day weekend. Good luck, be fun, and have safe. We'll be back next week with more infallible fishing logic brought to you by Alan Bushnell and Mike Baxter. Take care and catch a big one.
Up to the minute news and the best in talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz, and AM 1340, KOMY Watsonville.
I'll be asked to come in and testify about what they've been doing.
Democrat Edward Kennedy doesn't buy the president's claim that they were not mining for personal information.
They are mining and individuals who are not charged with anything, are completely innocent, not suspected of anything, and that is a basic and fundamental violation of their privacy.
Some members of Congress, including Democrats, say they had been briefed on the program at the U.S. Capitol. Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
We've staved off an enormous tax hike. That's President Bush's take on the Senate's approval of a $70 billion tax cut package. Republican Rick Santorum firing back at Democrats.
They believe in more spending. They believe in bigger government. They believe in higher taxes. And they think it's a mistake to go the other way. I am happy to take that message to the American public.
Democrats claim the tax cuts only benefit the rich. Kentucky Governor Ernie Fletcher under indictment.
Accused of illegally rewarding political supporters with state jobs. A special grand jury has already indicted 13 other current and former administration officials and associates. The governor calls the case politically charged and says his conscience is clear.
Fox News Radio's Lisa Brady. Black Hawk, Colorado, where a casino bus and a utility truck collided. At least 10 people hurt, two in critical condition. And a manhunt underway right now in Roane County, Tennessee. Police say one of two brothers believed to have shot a deputy sheriff and his friend still on the loose. Another one already in custody. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The following letters were written by our troops.